party, says Big Pacific. Also from Vancouver way, we've got Satellite and the Harpoonist. You'll recognize the distinctive voice of Sean Hall. He's the Harpoonist of the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer fame. He's gotten together with a whole bunch of musicians, and they've put on an album called Satellite Man. We're going to spin two, Soul of the Sun and Ballet in a Phone Booth. Well, that would be interesting. Satellite and the Harpoonist.
Without a rolling high. All of the days I've gone home. All of the days home. All of the days I've gone home. All of the days home. All of the days I've gone home.
Satellite and the Harpoonist from Satellite Man. Let's get down and enjoy some Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. Led by vocalist and bass player Raha Javanfar, this is a toe-tapping tune called It Ain't Gonna Happen Again. Then we're gonna hear the title track from their release, Cruel Thing. Enjoy Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes.
Don't never let it happen, that ain't gonna happen again. One day after another, you were loving me every hour. And then one look, and I'm off the hook. Look out, it happened, don't never let it happen, that ain't gonna happen again. Well, you're making me a fool. I'll never let it happen, it ain't gonna happen again.
It ain't gonna happen again. Hey there, this is Raha Javanfar of Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. I might be the bad luck woman, but I'm feeling lucky to be here to tell you you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace, keeping blues alive and kicking.
Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes, Cruel Thing. We've got Voodoo Walters. He was on the show last week. He's got a very timely album out. It's called Blues in the Time of COVID. We're going to hear an instrumental tune called Bup, Bup, Bup. And then we're going to hear Hey Now Baby. Voodoo Walters is set to entertain. Thank you.
head now, baby. Where you going, looking so fine? Hey now, baby, you know you're just my kind. Maybe when you get back, baby, should you like what you got? Hey now, baby, you sure got me fixed in a spot. Just like cash money in the hand. Hey now, baby, you're accepted all across the land. No IOUs or credit scores, just cash on demand.
From Blues in the Time of COVID. It's always great when we've got great news to share, which we're going to do in a moment. First, though, we're going to hear a song by Steve Strongman from his latest release, Tired of Talking. The song is called Tell Me Like It Is, and then we're going to have a chat with Steve Strongman, who has some great news to share.
Then she does, then she doesn't. It's like a bee won't stop buzzing round my head. Well, there's a will, there's a way. Don't Don't you worry, we'll get it straight. I'm in no hurry, I can wait. Understand your position, but there's a point I must be missing. Oh yeah, I know it's hard, but what isn't? And there's no way that we can give in. We ain't losing, we must be winning. Oh yeah, you got to tell me like it is. Tell me like. Tell me like it is, won't ya? You got to tell me like it is. Tell me like it is. Tell me like it is, won't ya? You know that this position can lead to a condition. Just tell me what you're on about. That's one thing I know for sure.
Well, in these times, it's kind of nice to have some new exciting news, some happy news. And to tell us all about that is Steve Strong. And Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, I understand there's something really big in the works for you. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, in these strange times that we're all in, it's really nice, as you said, to have some positive things to look at. And a lot of positive things have come from this whole situation that we all find ourselves in. One of them for me has been a co-publishing agreement with Linus Entertainment. And they're going to release my back catalog. My back catalog is all going to be available through Stony Plain Records. And I've signed a deal with them. And moving forward, they're actually going to re-release my latest album, Tired of Talking. And I'm starting to work on a new record for them as well.
One of the interesting comments that I read from the Linus folks was that it's going to give you an opportunity to work with the world's best blues and roots artists. Does that mean that you're going to start guesting with other artists?
That's exactly what it means, which is very interesting, because when I was approached by the president, Jeff Kulawick, he really saw me as an artist that had a lot to offer in the writing slash producing world. And that's something that I've always really worked hard at, you know, writing all the time. But I always wrote with myself in mind as an artist. I wrote for the artist Steve Strongman in mind. So it's been a really interesting experience. And he's paired me up with a few other people. We've had some great writing sessions starting already, which is really, really nice to have an opportunity to write with people that I normally wouldn't maybe have that kind of access to. And to have the kind of time to do it, it's pretty awesome. I've done some writing with Sass Jordan already. We've had several sessions together, and that's going incredibly well. And there'll be lots more coming out soon.
That's great, Sass Jordan. What a voice that woman has!
Oh, she's so talented. She is. She's just anything she sings. It just sounds amazing. She's really good. I've really been enjoying working with her.
And they're going to re-release Tired of Talking. Now, will it come out in exactly the same format it was before? Are there going to be any changes to the album?
I don't think they're going to do any changes at all. They really felt, Stony Plain really felt that there was a lot of areas that Tired of Talking hadn't been sort of serviced to. And as part of my co-publishing agreement and moving forward, they wanted to put that out and re-release it. So we came to an agreement with that. But it's going to stay basically the way that it is. They really like the record a lot, and I'm just thrilled that they're going to re-release it.
Well, for our listeners that have maybe not heard it, I don't know how they could miss it, but where does Tired of Talking come from?
Tired of Talking was the whole record. It was really, really interesting. Dave King, who's my longtime, one of my best friends and a killer drummer and producer himself, Dave and I had started working together, and it was time for me to do another record. And the process started after I had gone to Memphis and been part of the International Blues Challenge, and I won Best Guitarist as a solo artist there. And then I decided to go over to Nashville for a bit and visit some friends and some other people and look at some studios. And then that just snowballed into me working with these incredible other musicians and doing six songs in Nashville with Audley Freed and Pat Sansone and James Haggerty. These are incredible artists in their own right. And Dave King and I went down to Nashville, and then the challenge after that became to come back to Hamilton and record in Hamilton and still get the same kind of vibe with our players that we use here all the time as well. And I think that we achieved that, and Dave did an amazing job producing the record for me.
In many ways, I think it almost goes back to your roots of where you started. It's that kind of a dynamic album that reminds me of when you first started out.
Yeah, I think so too. Obviously, Honey being my first record, it was, we tried not to put any limitations on it, you know, and not worry so much about, oh, let's make sure that this falls in between these parameters. You know, so with some of the songs, I just went, if I like the song and I want to put it out into the world, let that be the driving force behind it. Don't worry about what people are going to think or not think. Just have the creativity take over.
My favorite song is Paid My Dues, without doubt. I really like that tune.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we did a video for Paid My Dues, which was really interesting. The concept was that, you know, you've paid your dues and put in your time. So we shot it here in Hamilton at a place called the West Town. And we really had a lot of fun. That's to me like a real driving kind of a blues tune. And, you know, that one's, it's from the heart, you know, so I'm really happy with how it turned out.
And also on the album is a cover of an Al Green tune that you've played a lot.
I've played that song a long, long time, and I never even really considered putting it onto the record. A song called Let's Stay Together. And I've always loved the tune, and I would play it in so many of my shows. And a lot of time people would come up and say, I can't believe you do that. Like, it's a different kind of song to be doing. And why don't you record it? So I remember thinking, yeah, well, maybe if the time is right. So when we were in Nashville, we decided to record that one. And when I listened back in the speakers, I was like, I think this is going to make the record. So something I don't often do, which is record other people's songs.
You mentioned that you were at the IBC and you won the Guitarist of the Year. Not only did you get the award, but you got a cigar box guitar.
I did.
Have you been playing it at all?
I have been playing it. It's a very different thing. It's, you know, obviously it doesn't have frets, so you just play with slide. And I've been thinking about trying to incorporate it into some of my shows. Obviously, pre-COVID, I was thinking about doing that. So I'll get back to it. Now I've got some time, more time to spend with it. I'm going to see what I can do with it.
And also, you've got a live event coming up that's going to be streamed. That's very important. Songs for Food and Shelter. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I came up with this this really, really great idea to help some of the homeless people and people that find themselves on tougher times right now. And that was really his idea. And he's done one already. And he actually, you know, asked me if I would play a song. So he came here and we social distanced and we recorded two songs, two videos to help go along with that. So I was really happy with the way it turned out. And he's working really hard on it. And it's nice to be a part of that project.
And when will that be streamed?
I believe that one's December, the beginning of December, I think. December the 7th, I think. But people can find out. We'll make sure we add a link and people can see where it is.
And Steve, I guess the most important thing is, where can folks get a hold of your Tired of Talking release?
Well, now everything is going to be through the Stony Plain website. So you can find it. There'll be links. You can still get some of my stuff from my website, but we're really directing everything through the Stony Plain. It's all, the whole entire catalog will be there and available.
Well, Steve, I think this is really great, becoming involved with Stony Plain Records. It's a real feather in your cap and it's well-deserved.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And it's nice to be able to to work really hard on music in different capacities at this time. And I'm really excited to move forward with them.
Steve Strongman, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully we'll be able to see you perform live in the near future.
I really hope so. That would be great. Obviously, we all of us want to do the same thing, which is try and get back to enjoying music and the energy that comes from a live performance. But hopefully that'll come sooner rather than later.
Steve Strongman, let's hear another tune from Steve Strongman's Tired of Talking.
Thank you, Ken.
Nothing ever could. comes for free. I figured it out, what you're selling ain't cheap. Whatever it is, you know you can keep. I've given it all, I know that it's true. I feel I've paid my dues. I feel I've paid my dues. I feel I've paid my dues. Paid my dues.
Many thanks to Juno Award-winning Steve Strongman for joining us. Again, the album is Tired of Talking. Time to spin some Rick Fiennes. He's got a new release out called Solar Powered 2. We're going to hear That's What Makes You Strong. It's a Jesse Winchester tune featuring Jimmy Boskill on mandola. And then we're going to hear You Only Want Me When You Need Me. Rick Fiennes, backed by Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar.
That means you need somebody, and you need somebody. Well, that's what makes you weak. Oh, but if you know you're weak, and you know you need somebody, well, oh, it's a funny thing. That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come and sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls in. That's what makes us sing. And to trust somebody is to be disappointed. It's never what you wanted, and it happens every time. Oh, but if you're the trusting kind, well, this won't even cross your mind. And oh, it's a funny thing. That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come and sit beside the king. That's what lifts a smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls in. That's what makes us sing. Us strong. That's what gives us power. That's what lets the meek come and sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls and that's what makes us sing. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come and sit beside the king. That's what lets you smile in your final hour. That's what moves our souls in. That's what makes us sing. Oh, that's what moves our souls. That's what makes us sing.
troubles on your mind. Well, when your life is good, you don't give me any time. You only want me when you need me.
Want me when you need
only
me.
Only want me when you need me.
Want me when you need
you
me.
You didn't want me when you need me. Well, you wouldn't want me at all. I have not heard from you lately. Things must be going well. Cause when you got bad news, I'm the first one you tell. You only want me when you need.
Finds from Solar Powered 2. Well, we're not exactly solar powered, but we are electric powered. And that means we gotta move on out of here. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some Jay Sewell, Jay's Boogie Woogie tune. Enjoy. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.
gentlemen, that's Mr. Ken Whiteley.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
Hello, it's Claude Hay here, and you're listening to Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. As we say, Kenny.
Claude Hay from Down Under, where it's got to be a lot warmer than it is here in Canada. Let's heat it up a little bit with some great blues tunes over the next hour. Let's start the show off with Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite there together. We're going to hear an instrumental called Southside Slide, and then a little bit of Old Fashioned, and I'm glad they are. It's called Old School. Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite, 100 Years of Blues.